Let us now join together in prayer to give thanks to our Almighty God for loving us so much that he gave his only Son, Jesus, for each and every one of us, to help us to remember that amidst all of the excitement, the decorations and commercialism, that the real reason for the season of Christmas is to celebrate Jesus' birth and the eternal life we can find in him. May these Christmas prayers help you express gratitude for Jesus and rejoice in the blessing of his salvation. Let us come before the Lord in prayer.
Dear Lord, help us not to miss you this Christmas season. Help us to simplify our activities and traditions so we can focus our celebration on your birth. Thank you for being the Prince of Peace, and we ask for your peace to reign in our hearts. Thank you for your everlasting love. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, in our world where worry prevails, we thank you, Lord, that your love never changes and never fades. Even in the midst of our not-so-merry circumstances, you are our Almighty God, our Everlasting Father, our Wonderful Counselor and Prince of Peace, who can bring peace, love, joy, comfort, healing, strength and hope for everyone, not just at Christmas, but every day of every year. So, Father God, we ask that you grant us peace, peace in our homes, peace in our churches, and peace in our hearts. Thank you that you came to give new life, peace, hope, and joy. Thank you that your power is made perfect in our weakness. Help us to remember that the gift of your Son, Emmanuel, is our greatest treasure, not just at Christmas, but for the whole year through. Thank you for that your rivers throughout seasons of celebration and in seasons of brokenness, for you never leave us. Thank you that you surround us with your love and we are safe in your tender loving care. In Jesus' holy and precious name we pray. Amen.
Dear God, although we have many reasons to rejoice today, at times Christmas seems to have been made into a season when every heart should be happy and light. But the truth is that so many of us are struggling with the heaviness of life, and Christmas time can seem not so merry, but rather surrounded by burdens that steal our joy. So Father, we pray for those dealing with unemployment or low incomes, who constantly wonder when the bills will be paid. We also ask for your mercy for those who are enduring relationship breakdown, Lord, when sadness, anger, guilt and regret may reign. We also pray for those who experience loss of loved ones and are grieving this Christmas at the foot of your cross. We bring before you the sick who are tackling health issues along with pain and frustration. We also pray for those who are in prison and for their loved ones. And pray for our friends and family members whose hearts are far from you. All of these situations and circumstances we leave in your precious name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us join together with the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, our Lord be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.